time for Vivid Talk, a coaching conversation to cultivate your visionary lifestyle. I'm your host, Gwen Witherspoon, Better Life Coach. We use my proprietary Vivid model for growth and development to get us started, but it's not a real conversation without you. So join in. Visit VividTalkRadio.com for details. We've got a great show for you today. Glad you're here. Welcome to Vivid Talk. Today's episode is titled, It Takes a Community to Raise a Visionary, and it's brought to you by The Edge, sponsor of the Vivid Party. But before we get started, let me tell you how you can join the conversation. Post your comments, share in social media, visit VividTalkRadio.com to start a Coach on Call chat. I'm here with Rachel Davis. She is the executive director of The Edge. It is a collective that provides business development services for entrepreneurs. The Edge also houses a women's business center that is partially funded by the Small Business Administration, and I happen to be one of their proud and grateful clients. And so, Rachel, I'm so excited to have you on Vivid Talk Radio. Welcome.
Thank you so much, Gwen, for inviting me and giving me this opportunity to talk about The Edge and just also talk about our partnership with Vivid Brands and some of the things that we're going to be doing going forward. I'm really excited. I'm the current executive director of The Edge.
Uh-huh. And how long have you been the executive director?
For 2 years.
Two. Okay. But now you've been at The Edge longer than that, though, right?
Right. I've been with The Edge, for about 16 years.
Wow. Okay.
In different capacities. I was actually previously, I was the director of the Women's Business Center. Mm-hmm. I've been a coach, trainer, business consultant. I kind of have run the gamut with all the stuff that I've done. I've actually been in the microenterprise and small business development industry for about 23 years.
Wow.
Now. This year makes 23.
Amazing.
Yes, yes. And so it is really my passion, helping people figure out their entrepreneurial dreams. I'm like the idea coach, dream facilitator.
Yeah.
I have always just wanted to really serve in that way. And I figured it out fairly early on. I actually went to Spelman College. My undergraduate degree is in economics.
Mm-hmm.
I've always had an interest in business, small business, entrepreneurship, for as long as I can remember. I grew up in an urban environment. I grew up in New York City in the Bronx.
Okay.
And for the most part, everybody, and this is like late 70s, 80s, my dad had a job, a part-time job, a side hustle,
right.
A business.
Okay.
You know, you have people selling stuff on the train.
Yes.
You're surrounded by entrepreneurship.
Yeah.
And then some people, you know, I've always wondered why some were successful and why some weren't.
Mm-hmm.
I always wondered why, you know, how come some people can take their idea and replicate it and create a conglomerate, a franchise, mm-hmm. or grow it really big, and then why some people get stalled or stuck, mm-hmm. or why they can't move forward. And I just always felt like, you know, there should be something to help people when those challenges come up, you know, mm-hmm. when they encounter stuff like that.
Yeah.
And so I was just really blessed to, after I got out of undergraduate school, to have an opportunity to work basically in this field. At the time, my alma mater had a entrepreneurial center that they had opened back in 1994.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a project that they were implementing in the community, trying to help those little small businesses that were surrounding the community, providing them with training and resources. And so that's kind of how I stepped into this whole entrepreneurial training consulting venture.
Mm-hmm. So now you have been in the game a long time then. So
yeah.
So when you started, I know they were calling it micro enterprise. So
yeah.
What was going on in the micro enterprise space 23 years ago?
So in that 23 years ago, mostly the folks that I was working with were, and in some instances, this was an opportunity for people in the very early years, might have been transitioning from unemployment, or they might have been former TANF recipients, and they were trying to find an alternative to making money. So yeah. Either patching income or creating a little side business, small business, a way of generating income. And then over time, that really, the training and the coaching expanded to small businesses that were initially five and fewer employees.
Mm-hmm.
And now what it is today, any business with 10 and fewer employees is still in that micro enterprise space.
Okay. And so at the Edge, you all have been providing training for the most part. Is that correct?
Yes. So we provide training, business development training, helping you with your business concept. So basically, if I need to develop a full-scale business plan, we have a course that takes you through that whole process.
Mm-hmm.
We offer one-on-one business consulting and coaching. Sometimes we have individuals come to us. They already are solid on their idea.
Mm-hmm.
They may have already written a business plan.
Yeah.
But they need assistance with figuring out what's the proper legal structure.
Mm-hmm.
Should I be an LLC? Should I be an S corp? How do I get an EIN number? What is the EIN number? Do I need, basically helping them, kind of figure out what I need to do next.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes people need assistance with financing.
Yeah,
we don't do lending. But we do work with different partners. We work with you with, looking at your credit score, helping you figure out your financial projections, helping you understand your margins, or making sure that you're pricing things properly, and then making sure that you're clear about whether or not you're actually making money.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times people are very good at what they do. They may know how to provide a particular service or create a particular product, but mm-hmm. they may not really be clear on, if I wanted to scale this, is that possible? You know, what would I need to do in order to, if I can't replicate myself,
yeah,
how could I do that?
Yes.
And making sure that they understand, you know, what that means
mm-hmm.
in that instance.
So now, you have seen so many people come through your doors over all these years. And
yeah.
I know you have had to have seen like over and over kind of some of the same things. What are the biggest challenges you feel like entrepreneurs are facing just in general?
Some of the biggest challenges, I think, one of the common ones, and I think sometimes people can get a little tunnel visioned about their idea,
yeah,
and not being very clear about who their real customer is,
mm-hmm.
And having the ability to speak to the right audience.
Yeah.
You might have the absolute most wonderful product service, but you're selling it in the wrong community,
right.
Or you're using the wrong, your customer is not on Instagram, so why are you spending all of your energy promoting
there? Right.
And just really getting clear about that. I think sometimes, yes, there's competition. Yes, there's other people out there doing, but you have to know what you do well and what you do uniquely well,
mm-hmm.
and what sets you apart. Focusing on service, on being very intentional and, mm-hmm. and true to your word, like whatever you commit to, really, really delivering on that.
Yeah. Now, do you think that most people, but even if they have a plan, do you feel like they have realistic expectations of what that plan is going to do for them?
Well, I think you know, the plan is, you know, kind of your, that, you know, that's your roadmap. It starts with, which is why this is important, the, mm-hmm. the vision part is important, because yeah. it has to start with, you know, what is it that you are ultimately trying to achieve?
Yeah.
Where are you really going? You know, what is the big vision, big picture mm-hmm. goal of your business?
Mm-hmm.
And being able to clearly articulate that and demonstrate that, but knowing how to execute,
yeah.
knowing what you know and what you don't know. I think sometimes we have to be okay with recognizing that there's certain things that I need in order for the business to be successful,
mm-hmm.
and I don't have those skills.
Okay.
I either need to pull in the resource, or I need to get the training, or I need to get the right answers.
Mm-hmm.
That I think is important, because we in order for you to get where you're going, you got to kind of know, you know, where am I starting? What do I need? What am I missing?
Mm-hmm.
And how am I going to get there?
Yeah. Now, I think most people, when they ask themselves those questions, whatever the answer is, a lot of times it's easy for us to fall back and say, okay, I need more money, right? Like I can't answer that question, or I can't deal with that question because I don't have enough money. And so we're going to take a quick break. And after our commercial break, we're going to come back and talk, continue our conversation with Rachel Davis. And then, Rachel, let's talk some more about that, because there is something that is more important than money, right?
Yes, absolutely.
For sure. Okay, we'll be right back.
I'm Gwen Witherspoon, and you are invited to my next Vivid Party. It's a workshop experience designed to help you get a vision for every area of life. Connect with women just like you, women who have a dream but have tried and failed. Learn my proprietary Vivid model for growth and development so you can write your vision. Grow, get inspired, and receive practical help. I'm a Better Life Coach, and I will be hosting the Vivid Party with Panay Akperu and Rachel Davis. Panay wants you to look good, feel good, and do good. Rachel is building a community to help you begin and grow. It's a celebration of all you were designed to do and be. Connect, learn, grow. Join us on Sunday, February 25th from 3 to 7 p.m. at Salon Panay in Atlanta, Georgia. Visit GwenWitherspoon.com for tickets and details. Brought to you by Salon Panay and The Edge.
Welcome back to Vivid Talk. I'm your host, Gwen Witherspoon, and we're returning for the second half of our conversation with Rachel Davis, Executive Director of The Edge in Kennesaw, Georgia. Rachel, so before the break, we were talking about your observation of what entrepreneurs kind of need in general. You've seen so many of them come through in the last couple of decades. And,
right.
You know, and I asked the question, or I mentioned, we could talk about the fact that there is something that is more important than money. So what's more important than money?
What's more important than money is being very clear about where you're going and
yeah.
your overall vision, purpose. Because the money will come when you've clearly defined that.
Yeah,
the money will come when you are excelling at what you're doing and doing it well, and then reaching the right folks. When you are in the flow of how it's supposed to be, then you don't have to chase.
Yeah, come on.
You don't have to chase the money, or you don't have to chase people. You don't have to chase. You chase vision and you chase purpose.
Come on. And then that's the thing. That's the thing that draws what you need. That draws what you need. It's like if you don't, and because there's no reason for the resources to really show up if you don't know what you're going to do with them. So then when they come, you don't even recognize them because you haven't prepared yourself sufficiently.
Yeah. Right.
You know, and a lot of times what I realize, even for myself, is oftentimes my vision wasn't big enough. And I think what we do is we set out trying to figure out what exactly we are capable of doing ourselves. Like there's a difference between not building too fast and not overreaching yourself. But at the same time, if you don't have a vision that's big enough, you need a space to grow, right?
You do.
So you have been, as we said, you've been in this micro enterprise space for 23 years. You've been at the Edge for, what did you say, 16 years?
Yes.
And you have been the executive director now for 2 years. And you have had the opportunity to even watch your predecessors. There were other executive directors before you, and you've seen how the industry has grown and all of that. So out of that, you have, now you, in 2018, the Edge is celebrating its 20th year. Like, wow, yeah. You know, that is a major milestone. So tell us about that.
Yes, it is.
Because you're one of two women's business centers in the state or something like that?
Yes. We are the oldest, actually now, women's business center in the state of Georgia. We've had this program since the Women's Business Center program since 2004. Mm-hmm. And that is kind of an area that we excel in. We really focus our energy on specifically helping our women entrepreneurs through that program.
Mm-hmm. But now you don't just help women, right?
No, we don't just help women. Our organization is here to serve the community at large. Mm-hmm. If you come to us with an idea and you need assistance, we are here to help. One of the things that we're really looking forward to over the next 20 years, I mentioned earlier that, you know, we're here to help you hone your idea. We're going to help you figure out how to start, what you need, what's missing, but also helping kind of develop you holistically.
Yeah, come on.
As an entrepreneurial leader.
Yeah.
As an entrepreneur, business owner, you have a tremendous responsibility. You're the visionary, you're the creator,
mm-hmm.
you're the orchestrator of it all.
Yeah.
What that requires is a lot of self-confidence. That requires resilience.
Yeah.
That requires discipline. That requires the ability to focus and to stay on track.
Yeah.
And so what I'm looking forward to doing is connecting and creating this community of resources mm-hmm. that can provide those other facets of training, support, coaching that help develop the individual. We did a program about a year ago, PEARL, Purposeful, Engaged, and Resilient Leaders, mm-hmm. and we partnered with the International Coaching Federation.
Mm-hmm.
That's a wonderful resource because it provided coaches, but not just in the business development area, but around managing life and purpose. That is one of the main facets of what we're going to be looking at going forward, is how do I develop your leadership skills?
Yeah.
How do I develop your your life and your ability around managing others, managing and balancing life, taking care of myself, so that I can take care of my customers, take care of my community.
Yeah.
That's really what I'm looking to do. And I don't have to, the Edge doesn't have to specialize in all of those other resources. We do it through partnership.
Yeah.
That's why we're excited about partnering with Vivid Brands to do this vision party.
Yeah. So now talk some more about the community. So what other kinds of partnerships are you developing?
So we're developing, and we've already connected with professional women's groups like ProWin.
Mm-hmm.
We have partnerships because we also serve veterans. So there's different veteran groups that we work with.
Yeah, veterans and their families. I was so impressed with
veterans
that.
Veterans.
Yeah.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yes. Yeah, so we actually raise money so that we can, for our veterans, scholarship them through our programs and services.
Mm-hmm. Now, and so you tell me why you were interested in hosting a Vivid Party and like really starting off the year that way as you launch your next 20 initiatives.
Well, I think what it is, it's a new year, that, and this is also the pivot point for us.
Mm-hmm.
This is year after 20 years, really kind of setting the tone and the stage for putting vision forefront as a part of, you know, how we support and coach and help our entrepreneurs, and then making sure that that is what you start with, but then also you don't just do it at the beginning of the year.
You have
to revisit your vision. Let's see if, you know, something has changed. Is it something that I'm doing or not doing that's mm-hmm. taking me off track?
Yes.
That's so critical and very important.
Yeah. Well, the core of the Vivid model is that, you know, Habakkuk 2:2 says, write the vision and make it plain. So making it plain is not something that happens just when you write something down one time. Making it plain is a process. So I think that is that's the crux of the Vivid Party, like helping you get into that mindset, right? Where you are.
Exactly.
And you've got to capture, you know, as we go through the day, we see things, we hear things, ideas come to us. We work on, you know, the idea that we got the last time, and then we you know, you got to make adjustments, and then there's all these unforeseen things that can happen. So you have to continually be writing and working out your ideas and working through that vision, making it more vivid as you get closer and closer to that big picture. But if you don't develop that habit, you know, you are really deficient, because then when hard times come, and they will come, you know.
Yes,
when
they will.
Right? That's the thing that I think.
Just a part of it.
That's part of it, right? You just got to accept. And, you know, when you talk about, 28.8 million businesses, and 90% of them are considered small in the U.S., and out of that 90%, you know, what's the percentage, the failure rate for businesses? And I really got great comfort when I realized, oh, wait, everybody's failing, right?
Yes.
So I don't have to feel bad that my idea didn't work out perfectly. But what's beautiful is this is about, like you said, developing the entrepreneurs, developing you as a person. That visionary lifestyle is about you becoming who God designed you to be, you know?
Yes.
And so that's what the Vivid Party is about. And I'm so grateful to have the partnership with the Edge, because I'm thrilled that we'll also be able not only to help them write and learn some skills, learn some principles to help them write their vision, but that we have some very practical resources and then we can connect them with through the Edge, you know? And so that's thrilling. So tell us real quickly about some of the initiatives that you're launching.
Well, this will be new for 2018. We're going to be launching our first HIT Mastermind group.
Yes.
Higher Intentional Thought, that's what HIT stands for.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a 6-week thought training challenge.
Yeah.
So it's all about, again, training your mind, being able to weather the ups and downs of business, being able to keep your composure and learn how to go with the flow.
Mm-hmm.
And also helping you to stay centered and focused
mm-hmm.
when you need to be, and not allowing yourself to be distracted and pulled in multiple directions.
Yeah.
That's super important. And that will be something new that we're introducing this year.
Mm-hmm.
We also will be introducing for the first time our virtual ribbon cutting.
Yeah.
Which is all about us promoting our clients' businesses as you celebrate milestones in your business, launching a new business. We want the community at large to know about you, and we want the entire Edge collective business community to be supportive of each other. I mean, that's really how we're successful, and how you build community is by helping and being there for each other and really supporting each other's work.
Yeah.
And what else did I want to share?
Now, what about tell them about Edge Up, the symposium. That's exciting. Yes.
So Edge Up. So we do something, and part of this just kind of came out of, you know, the need to, we know people are busy. So there's a couple of things that we do. We have what we call pop-up consulting, and we have pop-up training, and then we do our Edge Ups, which is a symposium half day or full day of multiple workshops, business development, resource partners that you can connect with all in one location. You can get one-on-one consultation. You can connect with other entrepreneurs, lunch and learn. It is a day, half day where I can kind of get it all and not have to, you know, just come and attend a workshop here and there. We're going to capture it all for you in one day.
Well, and one thing I love too is the corporate partnerships that you've been putting together. And so that's also an opportunity at those Edge Up symposiums for your clients to get connected with you know, some really high level resources, you know, kind of in a nice, short, compact, concentrated environment.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah. I like that
a
lot.
So that is, that's one of the kind of how we deliver, you know, training. And then the pop-up training and consulting is just us, as I said, through our partnerships, you know, going to different communities and actually bringing a workshop, you know, on site, or doing kind of, I guess, the Uber of consulting where you can
I love that. That's genius.
In different, you know, locations.
Yeah,
everything.
Going
and
to
we
them.
Also, right. We also, and then we do it virtual as well.
Yeah,
so
that's awesome.
Everything doesn't have to happen in our office.
Yeah. Well, listen, we've got about 30 seconds. And will you tell our audience about the website and where they can get more information and how they can come in and get a consultation?
Yes, absolutely. So our website is theedgegeorgia.org, and that's Georgia is spelled out. And you can visit our website, and actually you can send us an email to info@theedgegeorgia.org, and then we can get you set up for a one-on-one appointment. You can also call our offices at 770-694-6593, and we will be more than happy to set you up, have you come in for an initial consultation to see how we could help you.
Awesome. Rachel, thank you so much for being a guest on Vivid Talk Radio. I'm so excited that it truly does take a community to raise a visionary, and I'm so excited to be working with The Edge to do just that.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much, Gwen. And we're looking forward to our first Vivid party together.
Yay.
Thanks for listening to Vivid Talk Radio, a coaching conversation for visionaries. A special thanks to The Edge, sponsor of the Vivid Party. Visit vividtalkradio.com to follow us and make sure you never miss an episode. Join the conversation by speaking your mind, posting your comments, sharing in social media, and tagging at Vivid Brands. You've been listening to Vivid Talk Radio with Gwen Witherspoon. Join us each Wednesday at 5 p.m. and get vision for every area of life. Visit vividtalkradio.com for more. Until next time, make it vivid.